Thank you, Melissa. Mr. Secretary General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, let me thank the United Nations and the Secretary General for convening this timely meeting. Winter is coming to Afghanistan, a winter following political and military turmoil, the end of an international operation and intervention, the return of the Taliban. The Afghan winter will be a time of grim survival. I hope today's meeting will be a strong message to the Afghan people that we, the international community, demonstrate our continued commitment and solidarity. The Afghan people have lived with conflict for over 40 years. They have lived with famine, droughts, poverty and insecurity, not knowing if your family will survive day by day and week by week. And now, for obvious reasons, the long-term development support has been halted. The new government presented is far from inclusive. But we must be able to respond to the increasingly acute humanitarian situation before the already dire situation becomes a complete catastrophe. Sweden welcomes and fully supports your decision, Mr. Secretary General, to stay and deliver. The UN plays a critical role. How we, the peoples, decide to act will make a difference. Besides saving lives, we need to save livelihoods. For the women and girls, as well as the farmers, the teachers, the doctors, the brave journalists, the human rights activists and defenders, the progress made during the last 20 years must be sustained. Basic services, health services, education and livelihood maintained. A collapse of social services and the banking sector would worsen the crisis further. Therefore, it's vital that we find creative mechanism for Nexus support. And we, the donor community, need to support the UN agencies with a broader mandate and with flexible funding. Only then can the UN, in close coordination and partnership, find solution that benefit the people on the ground, locally and regionally, outside of Kabul and the major cities. They need to survive the winter. Ensuring a decentralized response across the country will be key in order to reach the whole Afghan population. Only then can we properly assess the needs, monitor implementation, and offer support in line with the humanitarian principles. And the protection and rights of women and girls must be an integral part of these efforts. And this also goes for minorities and people with intersecting vulnerabilities. Female and male humanitarian workers must be guaranteed safety and security. As always, they need full, unhindered access in all regions to carry out their work. International humanitarian law has to be respected and unquestioned. As a direct consequence of the developments in Afghanistan, the Swedish government has made additional humanitarian funding available for the response in Afghanistan. The Swedish International Development Agency, SIDA, has so far allocated an additional $8.1 million to the World Food Programme and the Afghanistan Humanitarian Fund on top of the almost $22 million provided this year. We have also decided to release an additional $8.6 million in flexible funding to UNHCR that can be used in the response inside Afghanistan and the neighbouring countries. And we will continue to follow closely the humanitarian and development needs of the Afghan people and respond accordingly. We have a long-standing relationship and engagement with Afghanistan, including through the Swedish Committee on Afghanistan, and our pledge reflects our steadfast support. Excellencies, for decades, winters have feared the Afghans. The regular power cuts, the roofs that collapse, the snow cutting of roads for months, and the children at risk dying from the cold. But they have also feared the spring, the fighting season. So let me end with a word of sincere recognition for all humanitarian and development workers, female and male, who work tirelessly throughout the country to deliver life-saving assistance to the people of Afghanistan every day under extremely challenging circumstances. I urge now all of us to be wise. Let us not make decisions tailored to please our opinions at home. Let us make decisions with a focus on what is best for the Afghan people. For far too long, they have suffered. Thank you very much.